This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. Always glad to be here and was thinking on being a sanctified people, people that are separated from the ways of the world. And I didn't know what the ways of the world were and are. Now I know, but it came through the teaching. Breaking it down for us, showing us what God is calling for and what God is not calling for. And I'm just glad to be here, thanking God for a life lived that God is pleased with because of the teaching. God has given me the right path, and I'm staying on that path. And I think that's about what I wanted to say. And I want to introduce my pastor. He's the pastor of God's Covenant Church, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips. To our elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. And our elder didn't know the thought I had in my mind, and it's all about being separated from the womb. That womb is the ways that we were brought up in. Until we get to that, we hear from the choir, the firstborn.
Redeemed from among men, following the Lamb, whereso he goeth. These are they, not defiled with the world, for they are virgins. The first fruits to God, and in their mouth find no guile, for they are perfect. And with the angel in the midst, who's truly heaven sent, preaching the gospel.
Here is the transformed to his image. Yes, we are. And so we hearken to the voice. Free will is our choice, making our flesh subject to the word and to the angel in the midst, who's confirming the souls. You see, it's all about salvation. Yes, it is. We
offer our
that beautiful? Thank God for the choir. Thank God for our brother Richard, the firstborn. We have announcements. Thank Deacon
God,
Debbie.
Thank God. You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5876. Now the pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for our anointed. That's going on. I'm talking about from the very beginning till now. Yes. We are the children of the prophets. Yes. What am I talking about? Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people.
Beautiful.
I like to refer to that scripture because if you're not striving to keep God's commandments, you will not understand God. End of story. Let's go to Galatians 1 and 15. My thought, and our elder Phillips didn't know that I was going this way, but the Holy Ghost. Witnesses. Because this is about being separated from the things that brought us here. I know somebody said, well, God brought me here. I'm not talking about God. I'm talking about the things that are not like God. Yes. These are the things we were born in because when we came into this life, everything was set. And now we have to prove if we love God, that means we want to seek and search after him. Yes. And he come to save that which is lost. Yes. Galatians 1 and 15 says what?
But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace.
What?
To reveal his son in me.
So God is calling men and women, calling us out of sin, and that's by his mercy, to do one thing, to be saved, which means to reveal his son in us. So we have to get rid of the old man. And that old man came out of a womb. What?
That I might preach him among the heathen.
What?
Immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood.
So I've understood this from day one when I came to the knowledge. The first thing our pastor told us, don't go out there trying to tell somebody something about God. Because you don't know anything. It's the time to be sitting down and being taught. In other words, sit down and be fed with milk and bread.
Isn't that beautiful?
The sincere milk of the word, because you don't know God. But in the so-called Christian churches is what we all come up in, most of us, not all of us, but most of us. When you think you got God, you want to go out there and tell somebody driving by in the street, I got God. They're not looking for God, they're looking for the nearest park.
Exactly.
But you want to tell them about God. You're in front of the grocery stores, you're everywhere, tell them about God. And now people don't like God because you think you know God and they don't want to hear about it. This is the womb we've come up in, and it's a false narrative to feel like you need to share something with someone from where you come from. Everything we've come from, it's in darkness if it's not in the light. That's what we want to find out, if what we're doing and where we come from, is it the light? If it's not, we want to leave it in the darkness.
Right.
Read.
Neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles.
So we were not going to say, well, I got saved. My grandmama saved and her grandma. I talked to all of them, even their grandma.
Oh, that's
I know I got the right because they all had love. They just fed everybody in the neighborhood. That's got nothing to do with the love of God.
Oh, yeah,
no, it don't.
That's
what we were brought up in, thinking these good deeds would get us into the kingdom. It don't get you in there.
Right.
But not to leave that undone, but that's not what gets you in there.
Right.
As the Lord said, you omit the weightier matters.
All right, Pastor.
These gods.
All right.
Now, God wants us to show love one to another and be kind, not to leave that undone, but to keep God's commandments, you have to leave these gods. Yes. Read the 15th verse again. What?
But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb.
So God comes to separate us from our mother's womb. That's what this is all about. Let's go to 1 Peter.
Yes, Pastor.
1 and 29. Yes. So someone said, oh, I found the Lord last night in a 10 meeting. Found the Lord. And he just filled my life just full. I'm just full. And you don't know right from wrong. You haven't found the Lord. You found more of Egypt. That's what you found. You haven't come out.
Yes.
1 Peter 2 and 9, what does it say?
2 and 9. But ye are a chosen generation.
What?
A royal priesthood and holy
now,
nation.
Now all of these, if you haven't been chosen and royal, if you're not a holy nation, God is not calling you. Because this is what he's calling us to be. This is what he's calling us to be, and it's going to be a holy nation. Peculiar, what?
A peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness
what?
Into his
so
marvelous
light. So darkness is the womb God want to separate us from. So we want to come to God. Now what is all this darkness? God want to bring us out of this. Called us out of darkness, what?
Into his marvelous
so,
light.
I want to know what the darkness is. Guess what? Forget about the darkness. Find out what the light is. Because that's what he's going to bring us into. And when you come into the light, you know everything on the outside is dark. Mm-hmm. Is that how simple is that?
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
All right.
Let's go to Proverbs 6:23. Mm-hmm. I like to go to scripture. Well, I'm coming to the Lord. Well, that's fine too. But many times you don't know what he's called and what coming to the Lord means. Well, I think you're going to find out in a few minutes mm-hmm. here. 6:23 says what?
For the commandment is a lamp.
Now, the commandment is a lamp. Mm-hmm. What?
And the law is light.
What?
And the reproofs of instruction are the way of life.
Many times, the reason people cannot see the commandments, because when you begin to bring what you can't do, these are the instructions. This is this way of life. Yeah. It's instructing you how to live. That's what God does. Not have any gods before God. Not making any graven images, not taking his name in vain, remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
Yes, Pastor.
Honoring God, the Father, and the Mother, which is those that carry God. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. People don't want to hear what the rules are. They don't want that. Just sum it up. Tell me, well, love. Okay, got it. But don't tell me this ain't love what I'm doing. Because there's a love of God and there's a carnal love.
Right.
Read it again. For the commandment
is a lamp and the law is light.
Well, the reason why people don't know that because nobody's cutting the switch on. You got to cut a lamp on to see it, don't you? If a lamp is in darkness and you all are dark, how can you see the lamp that somebody cut it on? So when you cut the, that's the light. That's what the lamp is. It's the law. It's light. Isn't that beautiful? But somebody got to pull the switch. Can't see it. So God said, let your light shine. Pull the switch. Now I can see. I don't like what I see. That's the problem. Darkness is the womb we've come up in. When you tell you now, well, that ain't right. You can't judge me. That's the womb we've come from now. But that ain't God's womb. God's womb is reproofs of instructions. That's the way of life, to be corrected. Isn't that beautiful? Read it again.
For the commandment is a lamp.
What?
And the law is light.
What?
And the reproofs of instruction
and
are...
reproofs of instruction. In other words, you've been instructed, but now you're getting reproved because you ain't doing the instructions right. That's the way of life here.
Yes.
Isn't that what happens in homes with children?
Yes.
They have instructions and the parent is constantly on them until a certain time, then the age it kicks in. Now you're productive citizens because you've been taught right.
Yes.
The scripture said, train a child the way it should go, right?
Yes.
Let's go to Hebrews 12 and 3. Let's go there.
Beautiful, Pastor. Yes.
That's why people can't see the light because you ain't got many gonna cut it on. We don't want to get into these different venues in the marketplaces where we are with loved ones and friends and don't cut the light on.
That's,
that's like hiding your light on a bushel. No. Yes. Pull the switch. They can see. And you ain't hid. Isn't that beautiful? What you stand for? Isn't that beautiful? Because if you don't cut on, they don't see nothing. Just darkness. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Beautiful, yes.
Yes, Pastor.
Somebody said, cut the lamp on. Pull the switch.
Right.
Somebody said, what is a switch? Okay, give me some oil. Light the candle.
Yes, right.
It's the same thing, right?
Yes, Pastor.
Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. Hebrews 12:3, what does it say?
For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself.
What?
Lest ye be wearied and faint in your
mind.
So
we're not going to faint because we get corrected by one another. Even the world. We're going to get faint. Because you got caught wrong. I don't care if it's the world. You have to yield to it. It's God, right? If God suffered the world to catch you, come on in. When Jethro gave that wisdom to Moses, he came on into it. He didn't fight it. God don't fight wisdom, and he don't fight truth either. Isn't that beautiful? What?
Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against
sin. So in other words, we strive against sin that it don't come within us. We're not here trying to stop nobody else from sinning. And next thing you know, we didn't got cut because you're in somebody's business. We're not doing that. And even then, they weren't doing that. But it was given to him to die as a martyr. Some Christians and some followers of God weren't given to die as a martyr. But it was given to them. Otherwise, they're saying, you're not resisting under blood like maybe some of the apostles had to. Read.
Yes, Pastor. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children.
What?
My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord.
That's what the enemy wants to do. Get ones despising the chastening. Because, for the most part, a carnal mind has to be rebuked and corrected and reproved.
Right.
Because we're trying to destroy that old man. But the enemy will try to give you a spirit that you don't want to accept it. But think about how we came up. That's the parable. What?
Nor faint when thou art rebuked of him.
What?
For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth.
What?
If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as
so
with
sons. So what's wrong with dealing with finding out what the gods are and how you are not to make any grave injuries, learning more about how not to do these things? What's wrong with that?
Right.
Read.
For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not?
What?
But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons.
Furthermore,
we have had fathers of our flesh, which corrected us, and we gave them reverence.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live?
What?
For they verily for a few days chasten us after their own pleasure,
mm-hmm.
but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his
holiness.
That's
all God wants, to be partakers of his holiness, because everything outside of holiness is the womb God come to separate us from. False doctrine, Baptist, Methodist. This is a womb we came up in that's not of God.
Right.
It's false. Let me know what's the 14th verse say.
14, it's follow peace with all men.
What?
And holiness.
What?
Without which no man shall see the Lord.
It's telling you right there, if you're not in holiness, you can't see God. So how can someone tell you about God? They don't have no vision about God.
That's right.
You don't if you're not in holiness.
Right.
Everything without that, it says, is it's not God.
That's right.
You can't see God. You got to have holiness and follow peace.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful? I believe the scripture says, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them.
Beautiful.
Galatians 1:15. Let's go back there.
All right,
isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Separated from mother's womb, and some are yet struggling to get separated from womb. That's ties to carnality, ties to the old man. It's a work. Read it again, 1:15, but when?
But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb, and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen.
What?
Immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood.
So, in order to come out of the flesh, you don't go to flesh and blood. If you want to come out of a day that's wrong, why go to a day those that are keeping it and asking them, is it right? Of course they're going to tell you, well, Sabbath is done away with because they keep Sunday. Why don't you go back in the darkness and ask about something you've seen in the light? God will flick the light on for you can see it. That's silly. But let's go to St. John 12 and 42.
All right, Pastor. Beautiful, beautiful.
And it's a reason why some, they know it's right, but again, as the Lord said, many will seek and shall not be able, because they're not able to pay the price of denying themselves of what they got to deal with when ones find out you're not going the way of the womb. In other words, all we know, we came up, all we knew was Baptist. Mm-hmm. Baptist is nowhere in the Bible except on the end of John's name.
All right, Pastor. That's right.
Okay, it's other places. You say
right,
Baptist,
Pastor.
But you know.
All right, Pastor.
St. John 12 and 42, what does it say?
Nevertheless, among the chief rulers, also many believed on
so
him.
So many know what I'm bringing is right. And they read it. They say, well, yeah, it sound right. But you're not going to tell me my mama wasn't no holy woman. She was a holy, holy, holy Presbyterian woman. No, she wasn't holy. When you're holy, you're holy, that's it. There ain't no additional flavors on the internet. Okay.
But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him.
Because of flesh. Mm-hmm. Flesh hindered them from confessing
how
they felt about God. Mm-hmm. That flesh stopped them. What?
Least they should be put out of the synagogue.
Worried about how they're going to be treated.
Exactly. Yes, Pastor.
Now, if I go to the church on the Sabbath, and if I start coming with you all, who? How many people are doing this like y'all? Mm-hmm. Well, how many was at the crib, at the swaddling clothes?
Mm-hmm. Right, Pastor.
Well, does it need to be more than two or three? Because the Lord said out of the mouth of two or three, let everywhere be established. Need more than that? When you're concerned about numbers, you about the flesh. That's what you're about, carnality.
Yes.
Let's go to, you read the 43rd verse?
No, Pastor.
For what?
For they love the praise of men more than the praise of God.
That's why you confer with flesh, because they want to see if flesh approve of you going here or getting into this. You don't understand it, but you believe it. You kind of see it, but you're afraid because you've been coming by yourself. And you told all your friends, when you told them, oh, yeah, you know what I found out? We got to keep God's commandments. They all look at you like you're nuts. You find anybody here with you but those that's bringing this to you.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Two in the field, one left. Let's go to Genesis 2 and 16. Let's go there.
Beautiful. Yes.
We want to be separated from the womb. Many don't realize what that womb is.
No.
But Elder Phillips described it perfectly, ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people think that SpongeBob is real. we have raised our kids to, you know, to believe that cat dog is don't have no end.
Wow.
He's a cat and a dog without end. All right, let's go to Genesis 2 and 16. Let's see what it says.
And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat.
That's a simple command. You can freely eat. Now, God had commanded him. He had no problem, no matter what he did.
Right.
But he gave him boundaries. What?
But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die.
So wait a minute. God is saying, now the day you eat of it, it's going to taste a little funny.
No.
Let me tell you what it's going to taste like.
No.
It might taste the best thing you ever tasted. But what God did tell you was, when you do that, you're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
What does 3 and 4 say?
Three and four.
Genesis.
And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die.
So wait, God said, you're going to surely die. And the serpent said, no, you're not. What?
Yes, I say. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall
now
be
Now God knows that tree gonna taste bitter. Well, it wasn't about how it tastes.
No.
It's about you gonna die.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I didn't have that conversation. But when he told her that, he says, now God know that in the day ye eat thereof, your eyes gonna be open. What?
And ye shall be as gods.
What?
Knowing good and evil.
Now this information never had before. She didn't know what a God was, and she didn't know what good and evil was, because she'd never been good and evil.
Right.
What happened?
And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired
what?
To make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat.
Now, the reason why she took that, because her imagination kicked in. Because everything she saw was in her imagination, because there was no proof of it. She went according to what she thought. And what happened?
And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked.
What?
And they sewed fig leaves
so
together.
So in their vision, we're going to cover our nakedness. Mm-hmm. This is what happened when you were in darkness. You can't get it right. They made aprons, what?
And made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day.
Let's go to 2 Corinthians 10.
Yes.
This is the womb we've got to come from. God is telling us things, but you want to try to figure out in your mind how it's supposed to look or be.
Right. It don't work like that.
Right.
That's the womb. And so many people don't know that. When you come to God, you got to trash everything you think and put that in the garbage and listen to what God is trying to tell you. God is telling you how to fear him, how to reverence him, how to have an ear to hear. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm. Beautiful, yes.
2 Corinthians 10 and 4.
10 and 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal.
What?
But mighty through God to the pulling
down. Now, they didn't have any weapons because they didn't know how to fight. They didn't know about these gods, and they just imagined what came natural. Mm-hmm. Yes. But knowledge is telling us for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. What?
Mm-hmm. But mighty. Through God to the pulling down of strongholds.
So the strongholds are these ways we've come up in. The pictures we've been painted, Jesus is black, Jesus is red, Jesus is white, all kind of things. These are strongholds. And so when we come to knowledge, it don't feel right because that's not the way we were brought up. That ain't the womb we come out of. It was a womb that was born in corruptness. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God.
So the enemy said, you're not going to surely die. So in her imagination, I'm going to be. But that was against what God had brought her. Mm-hmm. But in her imagination, I'm going to be as a God. I'm going to know this is good. Mm-hmm. That's the womb we got to come out of. You don't try to figure out what you think God is telling you. What do we come here for? God is bringing us here so God can talk to you through the scripture.
All right.
Through a body.
Yes.
And the body is giving you a vision of what God is trying to tell us. Your job is to believe. Put your imagination to it. That's why people don't know God, because they won't listen. They don't believe. And when they do listen, they don't believe. This is a lie, thinking, well, God talks to everybody. He does, but God don't teach you to everybody. So the Holy Ghost gonna teach you. You don't need nobody to tell you nothing. How can the Holy Ghost bring something back to your mind you ain't never heard?
Right. All right.
And you hear through the preacher. Right?
Yes.
So if the Holy Ghost is going to bring something back to your mind, it's going to bring you back what the preacher's been teaching you.
Yes.
Everything else is from a wound that you want to leave. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. And bringing down into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
Let's go to Hosea 4 and 6.
Right.
This is why so many of the so-called Christian, and that's what they are called, so-called. They're destroyed because they don't know anything. And the Lord is saying, well, the reason why you don't know, because you reject. If you would reject the knowledge, you have the knowledge.
Right.
They reject it, as I say again, because they don't want to be instructed.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want reproofs, and they don't want to be corrected. And we can be in the same situation right in here. Hate instruction. This is the way of life.
Mm-hmm.
And this is another reason why so many people have young adults that leave home in a bad attitude because they don't like rules and regulations. Well, you raise them that way. We want to strive to raise our children to respect rule, regulation, and authority.
Isn't that beautiful?
And it don't come just popping through your head. It comes through a body. Isn't that beautiful? All right. Hosea 4, 6, what does it say?
My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm. What?
Because thou hast rejected knowledge.
It's because you're rejecting knowledge. Because God brings you knowledge.
Yes.
Knowledge about what that old womb is like. That's that old man, that natural man. Let's not reject the knowledge. Mm-hmm. What?
I will also reject thee.
What?
That thou shalt be no priest to me.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children.
When you say the law of thy God is so foreign to people, it's automatically rejected because that's from the old womb telling us the law has been done away with, has not been done away with. It was fulfilled, that law of circumcision and animal sacrifice.
Thank God.
God's divine plan has never been done away with, and it never will be, because that's God's word. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And that's God. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Ephesians 4 and 11.
All right, Pastor. Beautiful.
They're destroyed for the lack of knowledge, and that's what God comes to do. Mm-hmm. Bring your knowledge.
Yes.
Knowledge is something we need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Ephesians 4 and 11, what does it say?
And he gave some apostles,
all right,
and some prophets, mm-hmm, and some evangelists, mm-hmm, and some pastors and teachers.
What?
For the perfecting of the saints.
See, the old spiritual man, the old man, mm-hmm, claiming to have God's spirit, don't want to hear about perfection. That's from the old womb. But the womb that God birthed is birthing us to perfection. It comes to edify us to perfection.
All right, beautiful.
Read that again.
For the perfecting of the saints.
What?
For the work of the
ministry. That's the work of the ministry. But when you've been born from that old womb, it's telling you, well, we got to tell everybody that he died for our sins. Everybody know that.
Right.
And you're not even claiming being Christian. We know that. That's history. Nobody's denying that. What?
For the edifying of the body of Christ.
What?
Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge.
So
of
we
the
have
Son
to
God.
Come into knowledge. God gives his anointed for knowledge,
mm-hmm,
that you be not lost.
Yes, sir.
What?
Unto a perfect man,
mm-hmm,
unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Well, that's why the doors are not being broken down to get in here. Because you had no business mentioning to the perfect. Can't nobody live perfect. Ain't no sense in me going over there. It's not if you don't believe it.
That's right.
Ain't no sense in coming if you don't want to be sanctified. Isn't that beautiful?
Right.
Let's go to
beautiful
Matthew's right 5 and right 38.
Beautiful.
We're
beautiful
striving for the perfect man. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And so, you know what? That's the reason why I'm not coming. And I'm saying, I know what you're talking about. Because if you ain't got no mind to be a perfect man, you ain't got no mind to be like the Lord.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5876.